Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Construction Law Review.
On Friday, the 22nd of June, 2018. Amica Proprietary Limited and LATS. LATS and Amica Proprietary Limited. High Court of Australia. Negligence. Superannuation. Personal injury. Assessment of damages. Sum to be allowed on account of superannuation pension, but not on account of age pension. Amica's appeal allowed in part. Mr. LATS's appeal dismissed.
Alston and Cormack Foundation Proprietary Limited, Federal Court of Australia, Trusts and Trustees, Corporations, Express Trust. 8th and 9th defendants held shares in first defendant on Trust for Liberal Party. Shares cancellation set aside. Shares to be transferred to Liberal Party's nominees. Share register to be rectified.
Lull and State of New South Wales, New South Wales Court of Appeal. False imprisonment. Applicant arrested by police officer. No reasonable grounds for suspicion that applicant committed break and enter. Appeal allowed. Applicant awarded compensatory damages of $30,000. Murrinity, Newell and Law Cover Insurance Proprietary Limited, New South Wales Court of Appeal. Judgments and orders. Court not satisfied to grant adjournment of appeal hearing pending determination of appellant's special leave application. Application refused.
Mal Owen Consulting Proprietary Limited and Ashcroft, New South Wales Court of Appeal. Contract, negligence, dismissal of claim against solicitor arising from delay in pursuing proceedings against third party. Appeal allowed. LSKF Holdings Proprietary Limited and Shield Lifestone Holdings Proprietary Limited, New South Wales Court of Appeal. Contract, shareholders agreement was not uncertain and did not lack consideration. Shareholders agreement not void. Appeal dismissed. Lowe and Claddis, New South Wales Court of Appeal. Real property, easements. Primary judge erred in finding appellants required to consent to development application in relation to construction of elevated driveway. Appeal allowed. Minister for Local Government and Blue Mountain City Council, New South Wales Court of Appeal. Judgments and orders. Planning and environment. Minister appealed against injunction. Primary judge erred in finding serious question to be tried. Appeal allowed.
Midland Metals Overseas and Australian Cable Makers Association, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Trade and Commerce, misleading or deceptive conduct, declaratory relief and injunction refused, proceedings dismissed. The Edge Development Group Proprietary Limited and Jack Road Investments Proprietary Limited, Supreme Court of Victoria. Contract, specific performance, sale of land, informal agreement, no binding legal relations arose between parties, proceeding dismissed.
Bauer Media Proprietary Limited and Wilson, Number 2, Victorian Supreme Court of Appeal. Defamation. Damages. Appeal against assessment of damages allowed. Judgment in respondent's favour reduced from $4.7 million to $600,000. Ugaran Proprietary Limited and Lockyer Valley Regional Council. Queensland Court of Appeal. Planning and Environment. Administrative Law. Rateable Land. Decision by Council that appellant's land was in certain category. Declaration refused that decision invalid. Appeal dismissed.
Haynes and St. George Bank, a division of Westpac Banking Corporation. Haynes and Westpac Banking Corporation. Full Court of the Supreme Court of South Australia.
Contracts, loans and mortgages. Appeal against decisions in two related actions. Appeal dismissed. Chad Riziak and Commissioner of Highways, Supreme Court of South Australia. Real property. Compulsory acquisition of land. Causation. Claimant failed to prove entitlement to compensation for loss due to a rising market.
Thank you for listening.